Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Did you say free?
I did, sir.
Wow!
Step right up and get your coffee cards now.
Special editions with holograms.
Apples. Give them to me. Apples.
Listen, dear policies. Listen to the sound of teeth crunching through sweet red skin. Smell the floral aroma of ripe, luscious fruit. This is prosperity. In times of hardship and in times of plenty, Heart Life provides each policy with exactly what she or he needs to live comfortably. And in this time of surplus, the benevolent directors have allowed each policy just a little extra. Fruits for burgeoning young girls and boys, grown by the agricultural scientists of our culture labs. Extra credits for heating coils and bed warmers. The company has even allowed an additional 15 minutes of domicile lighting in each policy's electricity allowance. Neil Henderson's heroic sacrifice has given back so much to the company he cherished more than anything. But some policies aren't satisfied with their fair, corporately defined allotment. Some policies would even warp the memory of our beloved Henderson for their own selfish wants.
This is Publicity Coordinator Allison Dalton speaking. Heart Life invites all policies on non-active work duty to report to Temporary Sector Omega for the mandatory reveal of our city's spectacular new creation. Marvel at the mechanical wonder, the hope of Heart Life. Behold with your own eyes the magnificent machine to be piloted by the brave Cassandra Wilkins. Join us as we marshal in an age of exploration, expansion, and prosperity farther underground than even moles dare to go. A tower above, a tower below. Presented by Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
We are so dead.
You're the one who insisted on coming. Flashlight.
Even if StreetSafe doesn't grab us, which they will, we shouldn't be consorting with those Hendersonians. The girls in my class were saying that they're responsible for the fires in the forms and files office, and the people mover riots. And for founder's sake, what is that smell?
The smell of justice.
Right, because all justice takes place in sewers.
It's poetic, hiding in a sewage tunnel, obviously. Neil wasn't just some company paper pusher. He was a high-identity variance, poop-slinging, raccoon-punching man of action. He was a hero, not of Heart Life, but of the people.
I think you mean hero of the policy.
Just know what it meant. I meant hero of the people. Heart Life can't just retcon him, is what I'm saying.
They can't what?
Retcon. Retroactive continuity? As in Storm and Pharah's relationship in issue 23 of Lookout Lava Below. Founders, aunt, do you ever even open a book?
No. Unlike some slackers I know, I have a real work-study job.
Ow!
But if my little brother gets blasted to pieces doing something dumb, I'd have to take 2 weeks off for mourning, and I just can't do that. Official reports don't staple themselves, you know.
Don't be so dramatic. We're just going to a preliminary meeting. Nothing dangerous, just a few people expressing minor discontents, which I'm sure will all be written up as formal complaints that you get to staple. Right through this sewage access door, we're gonna meet the soul of the revolution. The leagues of brave riggers and PWCs who are struggling against injustice, striving for freedom, seeking out the way of the Henderson!
Hello!
Hi there. Thanks for coming.
Are you kids here to take down the man?
Now can we go home, Lyndon?
Young Annette has good reason to worry, dear listener. From cradle to training to work allotment, every policy is reminded again and again, for good reason. Fraternization with agitators has always ended in terrible, terrible misfortune for those involved. But let us leave them to their doomed enterprise and turn our ear towards the power distribution station, recently repaired and restaffed after a thorough cleanup job by Agent Chamberlain. The station's primary task is to maintain power to the Hope of Heart Life's dry dock.
Power distribution to the fairground is maintaining at maximum, Captain. Allison. Coordinator Dalton, ma'am.
Good. How about the sound systems? Lighting? Those assistants we wrangled into acting out the life of Neil?
Looking good, ma'am. Sound systems performing at optimal output. The lighting on the Hope of Heart Life is brighter than a midnight anvil crawler. The performers seem to be doing well. There's a big crowd gathered round. Oh. I didn't think they'd be using real poop.
All the same, get Street Safe down there. It's the first event I'm in charge of, and I can't have any mishaps.
Right.
Tim, what's the matter? You've been sighing into your console all day.
Sector 17 gets all the wattage it wants, but Sector 47...
I've just been feeling sorta guilty.
What for?
Well, it's just that Grayson and Jack are down in Field 22, up to their waists in... waste.
At least they've got work.
But then there are all the other riggers who haven't gotten jobs. They've been waiting in the reassignment lounge for weeks, but with all the surplus power, there ain't no jobs to be had. They've been saying that they're always being supervised because, you know, they're out of work.
Shh, shh, shh. Hey there, Rich. Can you grab me some of the speaker readouts when you have a chance?
Sorry. But I'm saying that while all my buddies are stuck, I'm...
eating blueberry scones and enjoying all-you-can-drink coffee in the tower?
Yeah.
Oh, Tim. You just can't see the big picture.
I can't.
No, you can't. Pour me another cup. Just look, Tim. What do you see on those monitors?
A giant statue of Captain Neil with lightning bolts buzzing out of his eyes and shovel.
What else?
Well, Street Safe doesn't seem to appreciate the way those performers are using their poop props as projectiles.
And?
A lot of policies?
That's right, Clear Skies. Happy policies. Finally carefree after months of cold, starvation, and fear. And us. High up as we've ever been in our lives, looking down at all the happy policies. We should be the happiest of all. You ever had real coffee, Tim? A real elevator, express pass, real power?
No, I reckon I haven't.
Well, me neither. And you know what all those presidents, managers, and coordinators would say about our good fortune? All we had to do to get here was sacrifice one man. What a good return on our investment.
Was that supposed to make me feel better?
No. Now, how's my tie?
Sharp.
Good. My reveal day speech is in 10. If I'm going to sell this geonaut to every policy in Heart Life, I'd better be... What's that? Bring up Quadrant 3, Camera 41.
There's some movement in a sewer pipe. It looks like... Oh, looks like some folks dressed up as Neil for the reveal. Oh, that's nice. They even have shovels.
They're not performers. They're infiltrators, sneaking into the drainage tunnels right next to Sector Omega. We've got a code Who Scout at the Geo ship. Get somebody on it. I don't care. Who's ever available? These appear to be members of the Hendersonians. Yes, the guys from the sabotage at the gravel processor. No, I don't have the clearance to order you to... Fine, fine. I'll improvise.
Grayson? Jack? Captain Allison, ma'am, I think that's Grayson and Jack down there.
Send Archie's two goons, the big one and the little one. No, they work for the communications division, so they're under my supervision. Well, thanks to you two. Keep your eyes on them, Clear Skies. I'm on stage in 5. The stakeholders will be watching.
But, ma'am, I think those fellas might be our friends.
Back in the tunnels, the treasonous cell known as the Hendersonians trot towards the reveal of the hope of Heart Life.
How'd you kids find out about this anyways?
I deduced it. See, this is the only pipeline that runs adjacent to the dry dock that's not flooded. And this is the only control room in the adjacent pipeline.
It was really obvious. Of course you'd plan to attack helpless policies celebrating this monumental occasion. Street Safe put out public service warnings.
And you're all over the late night broadcast.
Because HeartLife is dedicated to crushing you. In compliance class, I did an essay on how long it'll take the law to catch every one of you.
You're not a very nice little girl, are you?
At least I'm not a criminal. And a mole-toothed, bow-legged criminal at that.
Why, you...
Can't catch me.
You get back.
Come on, try.
Come on.
You're slow.
Ow. Get off
of me. I guess 3 days.
Yeah. Settle down, cadets. The target is in sight. Look way down up there by that manhole. You know what's through there? A comms telepole that taps right into the speaker lines of HeartLife. Imagine, every person in HeartLife is up there waiting for us to spread our message of revolution.
I'm not sure we should do this.
Courage, lad. Why are you here?
Because we survived the worst rig crash since the Goss deck explosion. But rather than giving us a pat on the back, a new assignment, and maybe some whiskey for our trouble, HeartLife's got us padlocked into the putrescible fields while everyone else stuffs themselves on banana bread.
That's right! Things have changed. Well, you're all old enough to remember the good old days. Like when human resources switched us from paper policy cards to scanner cards. And that was good, because if you lost your card, you could apply for a new one, quick as that. And you wouldn't even miss a meal.
Don't recall.
Well, I'm sure you're old enough to remember when HeartLife treated the laboring man or woman like all the other policies. And working in electricity generation, manufacturing, or the other handsy jobs was just as important as stapling, paper clipping, and answering the phone.
Don't remember that, no.
Founders, my point is that with the great bounty that Neil Henderson, one of our own, brought to the people of HeartLife, you'd think someone would pat us on the back. Maybe cut down some of the hours at the factory and forge. But no, we're tied even tighter to the yoke than ever before. Surveillance and Street Safe following every move of the unemployed, waiting for revolt. So will we wait until we're crushed by our company? Or will we give them hell?
So, what's the plan? Commandeer the speakers?
Throttling those Street Safe goons?
What? No, we're putting up some flyers, see?
Wait a sec. That's all? What happened to the reports of dangerous guerrillas starting riots in the People Mover? Wasn't that you?
Nope.
And the rumors about armed shovel brigadiers raining vice presidents on their lunch breaks?
No!
And the poop floods on Carson deck?
All scuttlebutt! Would Neil Henderson go around beating up every policy that gets in his way?
Actually, yeah, he probably would. That's what we've been telling you for the past week.
Well, how's an old man supposed to remember every yap that's been yapped at him? I'm trying to plan a grand undertaking here.
Why'd we bring these stupid shovels if we're not actually gonna fight anybody?
For morale. Now everyone take a flyer. If you don't like my revolt design, you can design one yourself. Girlie, unpucker that face. Lick the back to activate the adhesive. There. Now I'll go first. On my mark, we run through the door, we stick it on the big pole over yonder, and then we skedaddle.
But there's Street Safe officers over there. What if they kill us?
Then we die like revolutionaries.
The dawn of a new age.
You would think they'd let us have some pie while we guard.
Space for families to grow and our company to
instead, we wait way over on the sidelines. I would kill for some of that apple tart.
Hello?
Natasha, did you hear something?
Hello?
Don't worry, trainee. It's probably just static from the speakers or something.
Nope, it's just me!
Watch it! You almost electrocuted me with that thing!
Sorry. I just panicked. What if it had been Hendersonians? Oh, did you hear about the way they betsied those officers outside of the reassignment offices? I heard they were so pulped up that their policy cards were the only way to recognize them.
It's probably just moles or something tidying up the pipes.
But what if it had been Hendersonians?
Are you sure it's not?
Ow! A needle?
Why is there a needly thing in my... Did you kill him?
Hmm? Just tagged him with some dip needles.
That was incredible!
Why, thank you. Many fiscal cycles ago, I was assigned to textiles. I could scour, spin, and rove with the best of them. They used to call me Needles McCoy. Or was it Scotch Skiggins? Ah, whatever. Now, boys, stick them up!
We did it! We put up a sign!
Policy, please do not touch or tamper with this transceiver pole. Failure to comply will result in electric behavior modification.
Yikes!
Now let's get out of here.
When people see that sign, they're going to know that the revolution lives.
This is the coolest thing I've ever done. We did it!
And that's just the beginning. Today was one flyer at the reveal. Tomorrow will be three flyers in the lavatories by Stanton Station. And the next day, who even knows?
Yeah!
Someone's at the door.
Were we followed?
Shh!
You smell that, Roman?
I do, Flint. It smells like treason.
I heard they burned out.
The garbage shoes are here! Everyone! To the tunnels! Ow! Ow!
My knee! Way to protect policies from thugs like them.
Do you think we should call for street safe backup, Roman?
Oh, I don't think that'll be necessary, Flint. They should have picked a sturdier hideout.
Not like that, Roman. You gotta hit it in the weak spots. Like aiming for the kneecaps, but you aim for the hinges.
I love being the good guys.
But I think the bad guys got away. All they left is a pile of paint and signs. Reckon it's evidence.
Why don't we go look for some hooligans, Roman?
I think that would be our civic duty, Flint.
Are they gone?
Yes, so get off my foot.
This is the coolest thing ever. I will follow the way of the Henderson wherever it takes me.
It's taking you back home, where we belong. This proves these guys are dangerous.
No way I'm quitting now. Did you see the way he got those street safe officers with those needles? Bam! Wham! Can you imagine the look on people's faces when they see the flyer?
Can you imagine the look on Mom's face when I show her exactly what you've been up to?
You wouldn't.
Give back the flyers. And the shovel.
Sorry, guys.
And there go our first and probably last recruits.
Listeners, let not the foolishness of the Hendersonians' ventures trick you into complacency. Never mind that these Hendersonians are hapless. Never mind that they are planners poor and few. They are dangerous. But the malcontents of this world are not to be feared, so long as the loyal stand for what's good. And what could be better than returning from the reveal of the hope of heart life, hearing the policies chant and cheer for this new marvel? Allison reclines now in her office chair, the crowd's approval still ringing in her ears.
Knock, knock. Excuse us, Coordinator.
Come in.
You did an amazing job with your speech, Coordinator Dalton.
The improvised bit was particularly inspiring, but you really took off afterwards.
You should wait for us. Wouldn't want to leave you unattended, would we?
Anything to drink, Coordinator? Water? Chai? Coffee?
Algae-Aide? Chai? Tea?
I already said chai, Josh.
Well, Jenny, she can barely hear you when you're mumbling like that.
I am not mumbling. I just don't yell like some policies.
Crater's Brandy.
But, ma'am, it's just that Craters is technically only supposed to be served in appropriate venues tower side, and we're still on A-Deck in your office, so, you know.
Pity. Oh, wait a second. What's this?
Quarterly Performance Review Form 3263827.
Oh, right. It's on my to-do list. What is it?
Oh, you're required to fill one out for me and Jenny.
You mean Jenny and me.
The hell I do.
Oh, that's right. I haven't filled them out yet, and there's no time like the present. Mr. Wynn will be so disappointed to hear that his hand-picked interns didn't work out, especially after their last boss was such a disappointment to the company.
Ladies first!
You're hardly a lady, oh, so get with you now! Ow!
Here you go.
Not fair! You used your nails! I'm bleeding!
Mr. Wynn!
Interns.
Excuse us. We'll just head out.
No, no, you two can stay. Is that Craters?
Yes?
Smooth. I just came to congratulate you, Allison, on your tremendous performance at the Geo Ship reveal. You were charming, brilliant, a relay plus effort. The exit pollers recorded raised levels of optimism among the policies. Nice work.
Thank you.
Your performance today proves that I made the right choice appointing you as our publicity coordinator, Allison. Someone with your stupendous people skills should have been working for the betterment of all policies a long time ago.
And it's a pleasure to work with you, Charlie. You've afforded me so many resources to work with. I imagine that's why our media interns follow me from Six Bells to Bedtime. To help me.
A phenomenal talent like yours can't go unmanaged. I would be remiss if I didn't provide you with the best, most loyal corporate talent at our disposal. And may I say, you handled those agitators marvelously. Interns, have we learned something today from the coordinator?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, coordinator, for this development opportunity.
Welcome.
Though, of course, next time, I expect you to go through official channels for your security needs. Speaking of which, this is for you. Due to the acts of the terrorist cell known as the Hendersonians, I am enacting Security Protocol 85 as of tomorrow.
Protocol 85? Around Temporary Sector Omega?
Yes. And in all residential and commerce sectors.
You're joking.
Serious as a demotion.
That will mean curfews, restricted travel, limited tower visits?
I have read the binder, Ms. Dalton.
Why?
Safety is our primary concern.
But there's no call for this. The Hendersonians are idiots, and according to the Street Safe report, they're outnumbered idiots. This is totally unjustified.
I am not used to justifying my decisions to my direct reports. Your job is to spin this. We can't let a few bad supports sink the tunnel. If you have nothing to hide, we have nothing to fear. Something like that. We've got to proactively manage policy expectations, ensure that everyone's comfortable with Heartlife's increased concern for their well-being.
You had me put out those posters on the Hendersonians. I registered the cautionary announcements. I trumped up those headlines on them. But now this is awfully extreme for a few fools chucking twice-baked algae around.
If it seems extreme, it's the fault of our PR coordinator. Spin it.
I can't spin a bad idea into a good one. It's going to be a disaster when John Q. Policy tries to pick up his morning beverage and finds himself under a street-safe tackle because he forgot his ID that day.
Just explain the curfew, and the checkpoints, and the body searches. Get everyone excited to cooperate. Here's the security schedule from now until the launch. As long as policies are engaged and aware, we shouldn't have any problem implementing the protocol. And put a little effort into keeping attention away from the dry docks. Chamberlain's already racking up quite a count down there, and I can't keep requesting new wall scrubbers and trash collectors every week. It's putting a real dent in my clout with HR.
Coordinator? You look kind of flushed.
Like you're about to explode. Are you mad about the craters?
You know, I think I am.
Meanwhile, Allison Dalton's erstwhile traveling companions, Jack and Grayson, have gathered to regroup down at Al's bar.
Two house specials with a special side, special sauce.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. We're so lucky. Fresh out of the steamer.
That's the only luck we've got. Our hideout's busted. We got Street Safe on our tail, and they covered up our poster with a wanted sign. The only good thing is, when they catch us, they won't throw us in the brig.
They won't?
I'm sure they'll torture us real slow first. Data extraction isn't exactly complaining about the surplus electricity, I hear.
If only we had someone smarter than us to help. We're just no good at the strategy part.
Hey, I'm smart.
I think the first thing you need is some better posters.
Clear skies, Tim!
You here to throw your lot in with some bums like us? What about your cushy office job?
I'm gonna miss the scones, that's for sure.
You had scones?
Sure did. But I couldn't watch you guys get into trouble without me.
Aww.
And without even a sense of style.
Hey.
I've been learning public relations from Captain Coordinator Dalton. It's important to plan where we can put up signs to get maximum visibility.
Only the vigilance of the company protects our civilization from chaos and catastrophe. It shields us from the cold and the wolves. But sometimes the greatest threat lies within our walls. The actions of the terribly misguided few have already begun to push our peaceful metropolis towards a day most disastrous. A catastrophe forever known to the historical record as Launch Day. But the company will persevere, friends. Never doubt, never question. The company will be here for you as the story of our fair city continues.